so it's easy to get swept up in all the plans and things to do. This is 5 minutes so that you can take a moment when you need to refocus. A moment to get a little bit of fresh air, to regroup, and more importantly, to focus on now, not on things that need doing or that haven't been done, but on exactly where you are, a time to clear your head. So going for a little bit of a walk, getting a little bit of fresh air, a mindful way of doing that by keeping your attention on the here and now, standing and feeling that your feet are in flat contact with the floor. Feel the feet heavy in contact with the floor and even. Feel that you can stand up a little straight with a long neck, lifting from your chest bone if you can. Checking that your shoulders are down where shoulders need to be rather than up by your ears, where we hold a lot of tension. So having a sense of how you're holding your body, of how it feels, where there is tension. Mindfulness is about focusing on exactly how things are. And as you go for a little walk around the block and I come with you, you feel yourself moving. Feel how it feels to move, to put one foot in front of the other. As the weight shifts from one side of the body to the other, the muscles that you need to use. So mindfulness means bringing your attention back to how things are in the here and now. If you find that you're wandering, thinking about other things, you draw it back to the walking, to the feeling and the movement of your breath as you breathe in and out. And maybe this has got a little deeper than when you first set off. A deeper breath in and a longer breath out, feeling the chest expand, the breath coming in at the nostrils, whether the air that you're breathing is cold or warm. And this is about paying attention. Mindfulness is often called coming to your senses, so you're using this sense of focusing on the here and now to look around you, to see what you can see. The colours, the textures, the objects. If this is round the block, the other houses that are around, the colours of the sky. Leaves on the tree or not, the green of the grass, the colours of the cars. The texture. Keeping this as your focus of your attention, your movement. Your body, how it feels, your breathing in and out, the things that you can see, the things that you can hear. So traffic noise even that you can hear further away from you. The noises that you can hear close by. Cars going past, the sound of your feet as you walk, the sound of your breath. Birds in the sky, people talking. Any and everything that is happening for you right now. As you're moving along, have a sense of how you feel. Whether you notice that you're feeling tense or stressed or relaxed or happy or grateful or peaceful. Notice whether there are lots of feelings or just one really obvious one. Notice if you find them pleasant or unpleasant, whether you try to shy away from these feelings or you're enjoying having them. Taking a breath of fresh air. So you have yourself moving, of breathing, the way that your body feels, the feelings that you have, the colours, textures, sounds. Come to your senses, come to your experience. Create the little pause from the busyness of the mind and really connect with exactly where you are. And you can create these pauses whenever you need them, and they can be in amongst the busyness of a day. You don't need any special time set aside, although that's a really useful thing to do, but this can be done on the move. It can be done in a queue waiting. It can be done on that really short walk round to the corner shop when you just managed to sneak 5 minutes out and go for a little walk by yourself around the block like we're doing. Anywhere where you find that you have a couple of minutes just to focus on being the stuff that's in front of you. Being patient with yourself while you do these little practices. The more often you do them and the more often you spend in the here and now, the more frequently you try this, the easier your mind finds it. You create a little pathway, a little habit, the habit of simply being.